Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. We are live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Today's local sports feature segment, it's brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. That's where local lending, local people, and local decisions come together. You can depend on Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, and you can also visit them online at EUCCU.com. They're bringing you this segment here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to talk high school athletics. This past weekend, it was a very exciting time at Emory High School as we had a state champion in the 100 meters. Senior Creek Sharp dominates with a time of 10.87. That is blazing, blazing speed. Creek, a well-accomplished athlete at Emory High School, multi-sport athlete playing football, basketball, and track and field. We're going to talk about the state championship and his time at Emory High School coming to a close. Creek is joining us right now over the phone. Creek, great to get you on today. Thank you.
No problem, Jordan. I love to do it.
It's always fun, and I know that there is a lot to be excited about. We have to talk about your performance at the 3A state championship meet for track and field this past weekend. You take home first place in the 100-meter hurdles. You run a 10.87, absolutely blazing speed. From your perspective, Creek, talk about the experience in taking home the state title in the 100 meters.
It is a dream come true, to say the least. This is something that I've always wanted, I've always worked for. My first 3 years, I haven't been able to do track due to injury, which has really bothered me. So I was just lucky enough to make it through a season. And winning it at the end is all I could have asked for. It was everything I ever really wanted out of my track and field experience at high school. So, it was great.
Paying attention to your times over the course of the season, you were able to knock off a substantial amount of time over the final, we'll say, 3 or 4 meets of the season. What was the process like in you gaining more momentum, knocking, those precious tenths of a second off that time? What was that like?
It was hard work, for sure. Like I said, I haven't really got to run much track, so a lot of it was just perfecting my running form, which really doesn't sound like a lot, but in track, anyone who does it knows that that's a big deal. So through great coaching, they really helped me out that way. But a lot of it came, at practice, working hard in the weight room, training, getting my legs as strong as I could, and getting myself prepared to, like you said, knock off those tenths, which doesn't sound like a lot, but in track, it's huge. So, I was grateful to be able to do it.
When you talk about perfecting the form and just fixing little things, like you said, for a lot of people, they would look at that and say, really, is it that big of a deal? But what are some of the things that you had to correct to get to that 10.87?
Yeah, so a lot of it is your start. In track and field, and especially in the 100 meter, the race is won or lost within the first 10 to 15 meters for the most part, save probably Usain Bolt, but yeah. As far as that goes, the start is such a big deal in where it's such a short race, you don't have time to really come back. So that was big, and a lot of it came with my turnover speed, which is just getting my feet on the ground as fast as possible, and pumping my arms. So, yeah, it was really neat to go through, fun experience.
I know you're such a perfectionist in any sport we talk about, be it football, basketball, or track and field. The 10.87, is that your best mark? Aside from an actual competition itself, when you're just practicing, I don't know if you're taking time. I don't know what that prep looks like, but was that your fastest time you've ever ran the 100 meters?
It was my fourth fastest, actually, came in the state. But my fastest one came the day before in the prelims, a 10.81, which is what I ran there. That was my best time of the year. And then in the finals, it was a lot of nerves and a lot of just really hoping I didn't false start, and a little headwind, but nothing to complain about running a 10.87.
No, that's absolutely a blazing speed. So when it's all said and done, you talked about how proud you were to actually accomplish that, take home the state championship. Where does that rank as far as your accomplishments in high school in the field of athletics? Because you have so many accomplishments.
Thank you very much. It's the best thing I've ever done, which is I really like track for that reason, because I don't get me wrong, I love team sports, but track is just so you can really tell out there who really is the best, because it's just such an individual sport. In your event, obviously you compete together as a team for team points, but As far as that, I mean, it meant the world to me to know that I had accomplished that. Probably my favorite thing I've done. The favorite thing I'd like to have done, of course, would have been to win one in football, but you can't have them all, I guess. So, I mean, that's the best thing that's happened to me.
No, but I think going back to football and even basketball, I mean, over the last two seasons, you go back to your junior year, you look at your senior year, it's been one of the most successful stints that we've had on the football field in quite some time, right? 2-year stint. And I think we could say the same thing with basketball. Outside of winning a state championship, I mean, you guys were mainstays in the top three of the RPI. And so you kind of combine all that together, Creek, and I think it speaks to the importance of what it means to be a multi-sport athlete. I think when it's all said and done, you are one of the most accomplished, one of the most dynamic athletes I've ever seen at Emory High School. So what advice would you give to a younger kid who is now coming up when it comes to participating in multiple sports?
It's not easy. There's not rest time at all, but it's worth it. Without a doubt, it's worth it. In my opinion, there's nothing better you can be doing to prepare yourself. Like, so where my favorite sport is football, in my opinion, there's nothing better I can be doing to prepare myself to succeed at football than to be running track. And that's a big deal. A lot of coaches look at that and they want their players to run track just because of the benefits that it brings to your game, whether track is your favorite sport or football or basketball, whatever it may be. I think that participating in multiple sports, it is hard on your body, so you got to do a lot of taking care of it, but it's nothing but beneficial in my eyes to help you get better at your main focus, your main sport.
Again, we're being joined right now by Emory High School senior Creek Sharp as we talk about a state championship in the 100 meters at the 3A state championships this past weekend. Creek, your high school career is over now. I know you seniors have checked out at Emory, and it's kind of sad, but you also received, I know, one more award at the Emory High School Athletics Award Banquet. I was talking with Athletic Director Jake Atwood, and you got one more award, and I think that award is pretty special.
Yeah, so at the banquet, I was given the outstanding, the Outstanding Academic Athlete Award for this year, which really did mean a lot to me because obviously academics is something that I prioritize and that you're told to prioritize by your coaches as you participate. So it was nice to be recognized for that because it's not easy, you know, you get staying on top of all your schoolwork and also participating in athletics and doing all that extra work to try to get better. So it was really, I mean, that meant a lot to me. So I'm super grateful and super blessed to have received that.
How difficult was it being a senior? I know you're getting ready to leave on a mission. How difficult was it to maintain focus on your academics over the last, I don't know, 3 or so months?
Oh, wow. It's a struggle. It makes me sound lazy, but at that point, and anyone who, and whenever you get to this point, you'll know, but it's just getting to class, getting to school is, it makes me sound bad, but it's kind of a struggle. You know, it sounds easy, but getting there, you know, but it's something that you got to do, you know, and I like that. They make you, you know, maintain good grades in order to participate in athletics, which I think is a great thing, holding kids responsible and accountable. So, I mean, it was rough, but it's definitely worth it because you get to do what you love.
Creek, I think that Emory High School is a very special place. I think the field of athletics, it doesn't matter if it's the field, if it's the court, the athletics in general, I think it's a special group. I think it's a special club. What has it meant to you?
Oh, wow. I mean, what I love the most, the community, they're amazing. It's such a great environment, no matter what you're doing. I mean, obviously, I love football, and I love getting to go out there under the Friday night lights, and it's just to see the support from everybody in the community who loves to come and watch in the crowd and cheer for you. It's amazing, and it's something that I've loved and really cherished over these last 4 years, and I would encourage anyone who has even a little bit of a desire to do it to try to go out there, because I mean, it's great, whether whatever sport it is that you're participating in, the community support just makes it somewhat that much better.
Creek, before I let you go, we got to talk about your plans now that that high school is done, and we're not going to have the chance to talk to you after basketball games or football games anymore. What's next for Creek Sharp?
Oh, this summer I'm hanging out, and then I'm going to take off to Stockholm, Sweden on a 2-year LDS mission, and I couldn't be more excited.
What's the prep work on that been like?
Learning to speak Swedish. I should probably spend a little more time doing.
I was going to say, what's more difficult, learning to speak Swedish or running in the 100 meters?
Oh, learning to speak Swedish, man. Oh, it's no joke, just learning to speak. It's definitely new. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, Greg, it's been a blast to follow you over these last 4 years. Been a joy to watch you from the broadcast booth and talk with you after games. I'm definitely going to miss it, but I know you got much greater things on the horizon. Best of luck as you take off to Sweden, and I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Congratulations again on ending your high school career with a championship in the 100 meters.
Thank you so much, Jordan. I appreciate it.
That's Creek Sharp again, Emory High School senior, taking out the time to join us. I'm going to miss talking to Creek. We've had him on the air quite a few times, be it pregame or postgame shows for play-by-play or even Drive Time Sports. Stellar athlete, stellar person. Creek Sharp taking out the time to join us here on Drive Time Sports. We've got a pause yet again. When we return, we'll flip over to the national sports scene. We're going to be joined by former Major League pitcher Bill Lasky. He'll join us for the Wednesday baseball conversation. We'll take a look at a variety of topics, including Ranger Suarez becoming the first Phillies pitcher since 1952 to win his first 9 starts. An amazing run for Suarez. We'll also take a look at the injury front and some problems in Toronto. A lot to get into. Major League Baseball talk is on the way when we return. It's Drive Time Sports on 107.3 FM and 750 AM KOAL.